So you went out on a night out the other night.
Yeah.
What happened at the end of the night?
Well, we'd been in the... It was a party night in the Park Hotel. And then I think a few of us, we'd left the Park Hotel, I think it was about 12:30, and gone to the Garage nightclub in Kilmarnock. And people left in dribs and drabs, and there was three of us left, and I think it was probably about 1:30-ish. And I said, right, I'm off, guys, going to get a taxi. And I left and walked to John Finney Street. And my thinking was I'd flag a taxi down John Finney Street, and if not, I'd phone one. But I became aware, as I was walking along John Finney Street, of there being somebody behind me. And I thought, you know, first of all, you're being silly. But I kind of stumbled a bit, because I was a little bit drunk, and he stopped. And this pattern just repeated. I had my phone in my hand, because I was going to phone a taxi, so I had my phone in my hand the whole time. And I walked quite a bit. But because he was so close to me, I was too frightened to actually make a phone call. Because I thought, how's he going to react to that? So I just kept walking. Then I put the post on Facebook. He stopped, and at one point he was like, I was there, and he was like right beside me, literally right beside me, and it was really quite scary thinking.
You must have been quite terrified, actually.
Absolutely, yeah. I don't think I've ever been that scared of anything in my life, because he didn't say anything.
What was going through your mind?
I don't honestly, no, it was just kind of, how long is this going to go on? Surely he's, you know, going to walk off. But I think having looking back at the posts on Facebook, I must have been walking for about an hour with him right behind me or beside me the whole time. And it was scary.
Obviously, we're always told never to leave on your own after a night out. Why did you do that?
Because I thought I was going to get attacked. I've always, you know, I kind of think we shouldn't have to feel scared. We should be able to. It was in the centre of Kilmarnock. It wasn't like I was in a dodgy back alley with streetlights and CCTV. You shouldn't have to feel scared. I thought I was going to pick up a taxi. It was going to be said, well, if I phone a taxi, where do I tell them to pick me up? Because if I stop walking, what's he going to do? So it was this kind of fear of how will he react if I do anything? And that's why I didn't actually phone anybody.
What would you do differently if it was next week?
I would have phoned a taxi before I left the Garage. Or got my colleagues, because they both said to me, Fiona, if we'd realised, we'd have walked you to the taxi rank. Hindsight, yeah, a different thing. But now, realised.
Are you calming down a bit now?
Still a bit nervous. I haven't actually really gone and walked anywhere on my own yet, other than out to my car.
Your Facebook post has received quite a lot of criticism.
Yeah.
But like you said, it's something we've all done. What would you say to those who are criticising you?
We shouldn't have to feel scared. We should be able to walk where we like at whatever time at night. And also, I didn't set out to walk home my own. I set out to get a taxi.
Do you want to say anything to your friend who picked you up?
Oh, Alan is the absolute superstar, and, you know, I can't thank him enough for being so kind. So, you know, it's good to know that there's really good people out there. There's plenty of other people who I think if they'd been in a situation that they could have, would have.
I've just been with Fiona and she's telling me how much of a superstar you are.
Oh.
Do you not feel like a superstar?
I think anybody would do exactly the same thing. I said, you get a message at 2:00 in the morning and somebody's needing help, you would go to their aid. And I'm sure if it was my family, people would do the very same thing.
Do you think Fiona was a bit silly for doing what she done?
No, you need to know what she did and the circumstances behind it. She basically left, started to walk up the main street in Kilmarnock and was hoping to hail a taxi. But she ran out of time and she ran out of road. There's somebody in your tail. It's very awkward to know what to do. I mean, people are saying, you know, go up a close, chap a door, get the police. She just kept walking in the hope, you know, the guy would turn away, and she realised as time went on that he wasn't going to turn away. He was doggedly determined to stay behind her.
What went through your mind when you first seen the Facebook post?
Well, I know Fiona quite well, and I know initially, you know, if it was a guy or one of the guys, I know it might have been a bit of a wind-up as you get in Facebook. I know Fiona, and she's quite serious that way, and I thought, I'd be better just moving, and I just got up. Interestingly, when I got there, she wouldn't come into the car because she didn't know who I was, and she might get a bit of a fright because I was driving with my pyjamas on, so I could understand that she'd be a wee bit worried.
There's a chance that you possibly saved her life or saved her from serious harm. Do you think about that?
I could just do it. Everybody does it. I mean, because one of the time people look after one another, and I tend to think the world's a good place. By and large, everybody's good. Everybody helps one another. And if I can do my tuppence worth, well, that's what you do. I don't know why we talk about women. You know, guys get attacked just as much. And really, nobody should walk home any distance without having somebody with them. People should not venture into the dark or the night, especially if they had a drink, because their senses are not right. For the sake of £10 or £12, think you just phone a taxi. You just organise a taxi in advance. I can understand how Fiona, I think we've all done it, we've all left the place and said, OK, we'll just jump a taxi, or we'll get a taxi. And you see taxis flying, it's like buses, you see them flying about all over the place. Seeing you want to get one, they're not that easy to get.